You've probably been on a sightseeing tour, eating tours, maybe sipped your way through a bar crawl or two. But have you ever done a smell tour? That is, sniffed your way around town? This is Dr. Victoria Henshaw's way of discovering a place. Smell is her nexus. She's based at Manchester University in Northern England, where she researches architecture and urbanism. Victoria, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So how did you get into smell and cities?
Wow. Well, cities are my passion. I've been passionate about cities for many, many years. And my background, I worked in city marketing and I used to manage town centres here in the north of England. And I worked on a lot of large scale city development projects and managed markets and things like that. So I was always really passionate about having a high quality built environment that was very active for people. But I can remember a turning point for myself was when I went to see an author. He's called Charles Landry, and he wrote a book on the art of city making, and he actually talked about the use of colour in different cities, which I know it sounds really obvious today, but at the time I can remember as a young city manager, it really kind of blew my mind and really started getting me to think about different aspects of the city and how we experience them in different ways.
But smell, I mean, colour you would think of, you know, green space you might think of. But smell is not something you think of in city design.
That's correct, yeah, and it's really not a traditional thing we've thought about. And so little being known about smell, what we smell in cities, what role the smell of cities actually plays in our everyday experiences. So one of the reasons that smell's actually particularly important to us is that it offers us a way of connecting to the environment that some of the other senses don't traditionally offer us. So when we think about smells, we breathe them into our bodies, into our lungs, and so smells actually become part of us and actually connect us with the world.
And there is that thing about smell, it's relatively new science, I think, isn't it, about how smell actually connects to areas of our brains that set off emotions and memories.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, it's incredible, really, to think that it wasn't until only the past couple of decades that we've really started to understand how the sense of smell works. Before that, the scientific community was very much in disagreement about the way the sense of smell worked. And now we know that there's this massive association between memory and long-term memory and the sense of smell. And it's just the way that our brains are connected up, really, that the sense of smell, the part of our brain that processes it, is also next to and highly connected with our memory part of our brain. Sometimes someone can be in their 60s, 70s, 80s or 90s and they can detect a smell that they haven't smelt since being a child. And it almost transports them across space and time back to that point in time.
So how would you design a city to incorporate this?
Well, it's a really tough question, and certainly what I'm not about is saying we need to introduce lots of different smells into a city and think about different scenting strategies in terms of new smells, because really what I'd say is our cities have a lot of smells already. Today I was walking around some of our English cities and there are so many different smells, and I think often they're really literally under our noses and we don't consciously recognise that they're there. So our bodies are detecting them and subconsciously processing them, but actually our minds sometimes aren't recognising that. So I'd certainly say to your listeners, when you go out into the city, actually try and think about and concentrate on what you're smelling there, and you'll be amazed really about the amount of smells that you'll probably detect.
You actually do smell tours, right?
That's right, I do, yes.
And you did, I know you did one in Seattle, and I think you did it in an Asian area of Seattle.
That's right, I did. I did an organised tour in Seattle's International District, and it was fascinating. I took a group of around 20 people for a walk around the district, and we had a sniff at what smells we could detect.
And what was that like for them?
Well, it was fascinating, really. We got a real mixture of different people. And, you know, as you'd imagine in Seattle, it was a rainy day to start with. And that itself influenced what we detected on the day, because weather, of course, plays a huge role in what we smell in any kind of environment. So when we started in Seattle, we started in a small community park called Hinghe Park that has this beautiful little community urban park with a pagoda. Yoda in there, and they often have street markets, etc. And the day that we were there, there wasn't a street market on, and there wasn't particularly a great deal of smells in that area. And it's situated very close to quite a busy road, actually. And that in itself is very telling and offers us insights into what vehicles and traffic, the influence that they're having on our urban environmental experience and smells. And the traffic fumes also influence our ability to smell and makes us less likely to be able to detect smells on a temporary basis. But in some of the most highly polluted cities, such as Mexico City, it influences people's ability to smell the world around them on a permanent basis.
Huh. Victoria, thank you very much.
No problem, thank you.
Dr. Victoria Henshaw is a researcher in architecture and urbanism at the University of Manchester in Northern England. Now, for a dish I think she'd find wonderfully fragrant, try our Indian celebration recipe, wedding lamb biryani. It's on the website, splendidtable.org.